This morning, I've got Susan Haddock with me. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Steve.
Susan, you are the chairperson of the parent committee at Haynes Head Start. Is that right?
Yes.
So you guys are having your annual, is it, Taco Feed fundraiser?
Yes, it is.
And that's happening this Thursday, April 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge.
Yes, it is.
Now, this is being rescheduled. It was supposed to happen earlier, wasn't it?
Remember March 8th and the wonderful snowstorm. So we just deemed it too deep to have a fundraiser then. So we've rescheduled it. Hopefully the weather will be good for us.
I'm sure it can't at least do that again.
No, please.
That shouldn't happen again for another, gosh, who knows? Not until next winter, at least. And you have this fundraiser every year. You have other fundraisers as well? I think you have a pie sale or something?
We have a pie sale that we have the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And this last year was our third annual. That's a very successful. It's growing every year.
For those that don't know out there, can you tell me, what is Head Start?
Oh, Head Start is a program for 3- and 4-year-olds. I would say preparing them for school.
What is a typical day like at Head Start for a 3- or 4-year-old that's enrolled?
For a little one. They start at 9 in the morning. Some of them start earlier because the bus comes and picks them up. And it takes them to school. They come to school and they have breakfast there. They're fed breakfast in a family-style setting. They each have a table with a teacher, and they learn to pass the food around and share with each other. Big one after eating is brushing your teeth. Mm. Anybody who comes and has food at Head Start has to brush their teeth before they leave. Then they have they go outside or they go on field trips. They take them to the swimming pool January through the end of the year. Every other week, they go swimming. They have teacher Nancy come and have music. They go to the library. I don't know if they go there once a week or every other week. And they do take them other places. Then they're fed lunch, too, before they get to go home.
Before they get to go home.
Yeah,
okay,
and the
great
bus takes them home at 1.
So activities at 2 squares. That's a pretty good deal. That's pretty cool.
It is.
I need that program. And throughout the year, what other events? Are there other events throughout the year, special events?
In this program in Head Start, they try to include the families as much as we can. We have a Thanksgiving feast where a turkey dinner, it's a potluck type event, and all the parents come and have a meal with the kids. There's a Christmas program where Santa comes and hands out presents, and the little ones learn a song to get up and perform for the family. Let's see, the next one I can think of is their graduation, which was a big deal. At the end of school, they have a big ceremony and a barbecue and picnic.
So who does Head Start help? Who's eligible for Head Start? Is there a particular guideline, or you just need to give them a call and find out?
Well, right now is enrollment for next year, and they're looking for 3- or 4-year-olds. The parents would need to call Karen Bryant there at Head Start and find out the particulars of qualifying and getting enrolled. And that number is 766-2155.
Now, you were talking about the fundraisers. Why a fundraiser?
The Head Start is a federally funded program, and the parents need to match funds. And we are working this year to raise funds for the parents next year, for all the programs that are offered next year, as the parents last year raised funds for this. We are supporting their music and their swimming and any other events. That's where that fund is drawn from to pay for it.
Okay. So again, that's this Thursday, April 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge is the annual Haynes Head Start Taco Feed fundraiser. Tell me more. What's on the menu and what's happening at the Taco Feed?
We're having beef and fish tacos. We're going to have the hard shells and the soft tortillas with all the fixings. It's an all-you-can-eat. And then we're going to have a dessert extravaganza.
What's that exactly?
Oh, doesn't that sound fun?
It sounds extravagant. You know?
Yeah, well, I notice everybody loves dessert, so we're going to have $1 to obtain a plate and a table with all sorts of wonderful home-baked goodies.
Wow.
You can fill your plate up with.
Wow.
Well,
that's enough reason to go.
There you go.
For me alone. So again, you don't want to miss that. You've got the dessert extravaganza, the all-you-can-eat taco feed, all happening this Thursday at the Elks Lodge. And if anybody wants any more information about the taco feed itself, can they give somebody a call? Perhaps you?
Oh, they could call me at home at 766-3906 or at work at 766-3600.
Cool. Well, good luck with your fundraiser and with Head Start. Again, Susan Haddock, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Steve.